Funding startup companies is a risky business.
At least half of these companies go belly up despite everyone's best efforts.
That's Ed Goodwin, who next year will be president of the Angel Investor Forum, a Connecticut-based affiliation of Angels, wealthy individuals who do private deals to fund small early-stage companies. A new set of rules issued by the Securities and Exchange Commission goes into effect next week, putting into practice some aspects of the Jobs Act of 2011.
The original intent of the Jobs Act was to support startups and to reduce the regulatory burden. And it's really a perverse consequence of how all these things fit together that now they're going to have added burdens and it's going to scare away investors.
The Act lifted a ban on startups issuing what's known as a general solicitation for funding. That allows them to cast a wider net. But if they do that, it comes with additional responsibilities on both sides. For instance, all angels, to prove they're accredited investors, will now have to provide private financial information to any company that expresses an interest in being funded.
Our group gets 350 applications a year, just our group in Connecticut. And theoretically, everyone in our group would have to give their tax forms, for example, to 350 different companies before we can even see what it is they're offering. That's just a non-starter.
It's also a burden to the startups, many of them staffed by just a handful of people, to have to keep this information secure. If a company does issue a general solicitation and takes on an investor who isn't accredited, existing investors can ask for their money back, money the startup may no longer even have. And to compound that problem, no one's quite sure what the SEC will consider to be a general solicitation, perhaps even a pitch session or a poster at a public event.
And the absolutely dire consequences, if they are found to be in violation of even a minor infraction, they are prohibited from raising funding for an entire year. And I can tell you, there is no startup I know around here that can survive an entire year without funding.
Goodwin calls it an employment act for lawyers, the profession most likely to sort out just how these rules will be applied. He says already there's a sense of a chill in the air.
There's a number of people who are stepping back and want to see what happens. Because no one wants to spend all this time and effort to invest in a company and watch the funds you put in get eaten up by legal fees and spurious challenges and all that.
Angel investor groups estimate they pour $23 billion each year into about 66,000 new companies. Those are the metrics that will be under scrutiny as these changes go into effect. For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones.